So I'm Christian Quest from OpenStreetMap France. In this talk, I will show you some of the tools we have set up in France. Some of them have been designed for contributors. Some of them have been designed more for data users or map users. And there's also some miscellaneous tools, communication-oriented tools and things like that. So in my presentation, you will see a lot of URLs, and some of them are bold and underlined because the coverage is not France only, but it's more than France. Most of the time it's planet, but sometimes it's several countries, but not the full planet. So the first series of tools I will show is a lot of renderings that have been designed for quality assurance. For example, we have a server called Layers. It has been up for many years now. It allows to quickly see all administrative boundaries with each levels. And this is bold and underlined because it works on the planet. So if you want to see quickly admin 5 levels, it's possible with that layer, you have that very quickly. It's very handy to detect broken relations, because when you have a broken relation, the polygon will disappear. So it's a very useful one. We have other special renderings that are used to take advantage of some data that is available, but most of the time it's low resolution geographic data. So for example, we have the main French road network that is available on open data from the IGN, our Geographic National Institute. Same with rivers and things like that. But we have, we made other kind of renderings that are much more interesting. One, I called it QA, like quality assurance, is the one that is displayed on the large poster in the lobby. The goal of that rendering is to do a cross analysis between population data we have in France, spread on 200 meter squares all over France, so it's something like 7 million squares. And we know how much people are living in each square. So if someone is living there, there's a road nearby to visit him. There's some building nearby. So we can cross that data with OSM data and see the difference. And Banno is another rendering which is focused on address. I will show that maybe later if I have time. So first demo is about the... Okay, this one. One second. Okay, it's here. You see, on each pink dot is somebody is living there. We know it from statistical population data, but we have no road nearby to get there. So it's at that scale, it looks like there's a lot of roads missing. Well, it's a very big spot compared to the real size on the ground. But it allows to detect really where to map, because it's quite difficult to see what is missing. So this makes it visible. And the blue spots, it's town centers. And we just check if there is some buildings there. So if there's no buildings, it puts a blue spot. If it's surrounded by green, it means that we have the vector data available on the cadastre. If it's surrounded by gray, like here, the vector data is not available on the cadastre. So using that rendering, you see that we have not yet imported all buildings in France. We still have a lot of work to do, but it really shows where we can work. The other thing that is really interesting on the community management level is we see that in that area, there's not a lot of active contributors because there's a lot of missing data. So it's good for the association to focus on this area. It's useless to have more activity in large cities because there's already a lot of data and already a quite good community. But in that area, yeah, it's really interesting to focus. So we have much more quality assurance tools. One that is really major one is Osmose, but there's a talk just after the break about Osmose. So if you want to know about Osmose, is a tool to detect errors and to show them to help contributors fix them. There's a talk about that, so I will not cover Osmose. Analyzer is one more tool to check relations. The coverage is the planet. So you can quickly check the validity of a relation, checking that a boundary is closing correctly or things like that. We have our own instance of TagInfo. So it only covers friends data. It's useful so because that way we can quickly answer question to the press or to government about how many supermarkets do we have in OpenStreetMap in France. Okay, just look on TagInfo and we have the information. Suivi is another tool that checks every night the validity of the administrative boundaries for all municipalities. It also checks the linkage of rivers and things like that. And all the results are available for download, for post-processing, for whatever. They are not very sexy. There's no user interface. It's really dumps of requests that are run regularly, but they are very convenient for some contributors. We have another family of tools. About data access. The first one is api.openstreetmap.fr. It's overpass API, but on top of that, we've built some kind of compatibility layer so that it acts like the standard API. So you can download data for editing and upload your editing through this API. It works as a read cache, but it's a proxy when you write. So when you write, you really write to the UK main server, not our server, but it's completely transparent. The good thing is when you want to read data, it's much faster, and it also we removed a lot of the limits, so you can download larger areas and things like that. But it's also an overpass API server, so you can do also overpass query on that if you want. We have the same, but limited to friends data. So this is useful when you use the overpass part if you want all supermarkets in France. You don't have to say, okay, I want only in that area. Okay, you just query all supermarkets. You know they are only from France because we have only France data. Download is a server where we generate extracts for Europe, for some European countries, for many African countries. And we produce minute diff on extracts. So if, for example, you want to maintain Europe extract up to date with minute diff, you have minute diff produced on that server for extracts. So the coverage is not the whole planet. It's a selection of countries, but if you want additional countries added, it's not too complex for us to add it, and we have the resource, I think, for that. It's no big problem. Export is another tool to export administrative boundaries in shapefiles and things like that, rivers. We also have a dedicated server for Garmin maps. Okay, so we have additional ones. So the list is quite long, as you see. We have our own tile server for imageries and things like that, because for sometimes there is some aerial imageries available under open data license, but there's no TMS server or WMS server to access it. So we collect them, we put them on our server, and it allows mappers to use this data. We are also using this server in QGIS mapping. For example, we've been hosting imagery for the Philippines and also in Africa for Ebola virus. It was hosted on our server. Nomino is a tool to help translate names using Wikipedia data. I don't know its coverage exactly, so I'm not sure if it's France only or more. RawEdit is a tool to do a raw. It's a very small web interface where you can directly change the XML and upload your change directly in XML. Polygons is a tool to generate polygons in different formats based on relations. Cadastre is a typical French tool that is used to extract vector data from the Cadastre website. So if you want buildings or more recently, we have set up a tool to extract addresses. You can use that tool. Then we have map users tools, because contributors is a very important part of the community, but we also think that we must make a few steps to the map users to discover OpenStreetMap and help them get into OpenStreetMap. So the first thing we did was to create a French-style rendering. It's a modified version of the Carto CSS style sheet with some things that have been adapted to the French habits or French culture. For example, we put the French name in priority. Our bakery... we provide bread, not bread cells, for example. See, so cultural things. This server also is also hosting the hot rendering. And another tool for map users is UMAP. So who has never heard of UMAP? I'm not sleeping. Okay. UMAP is a tool to create your own personalized map. You can add your own data on top of an OSM base map. You can select a base map. You can add your own content. You can share. You can embed the map in your website. You can share short links and things like that. The data you create can be downloaded too. So all this is something very easy to do. So I will show you UMAP very quickly. To create a map with UMAP, you can connect using your OSM account, so you will be recognized very easily. And then you simply I should put it in English, because it's translated in 10 language, I think. So UMAP, you can select the type of base map you want. For example, okay, let's step map quest, and then you can draw and create some text, some explanation, some links, add. Okay, and all this you can share it very quickly, easily. You can import your own data. So if you have some shapes already made in JSON or different formats, you can directly put it. And there's a lot of features. There's a lot of possibilities. Just one little thing. For example, you can ask to have a visible label on the point. It will be okay. So this is basically what UMAP is doing. Next tool. Okay. UMAP is really heavily used. We have TV channels using it. We have radios. We have newspapers. So the press is using it a lot. During the last French elections, the municipality elections, I think in one day we had something like 150,000 maps displayed. So it means that a lot of people saw some OpenStreetMap maps. The attribution is managed by UMAP, so it's clearly attributed. And this is really making OSM much more visible in France. More than 10,000 maps have been created with UMAP. It's based on Leaflet plus several plugins. It works with Python, Django, and the source code is available. You can fork it, you can install it on your server, so you don't have to depend on our own instance. So all these things are running on more or less currently, I think we have 12 servers running. They have been all donated. You can have a full list on OSM Wiki. They are hosted in 7 different locations, all donated too. We use a virtualization software to easily set up a new instance for developers if they have new project. We share many databases, so we don't have to rebuild, because a lot of projects need to access the same kind of data, the same kind of database. So we have a couple of databases that are maintained in the core, and then all the projects are using them. The sysadmin team is half a dozen guys, and the developers working with all these servers, it's more or less a dozen developers. So this is a UMAP map of our servers. And last one that I showed, that one 2 years ago, it's live.openstreetmap.fr, which allows to see the change sets more or less in real time. It's very nice when you do a presentation to open it in the background, and at the end of your presentation, you show the live and say, you see, during my presentation, 250 contributors added 200,000 new objects in the database. And this usually, it's very good when you present OSM. It's really moving. And a new project we started a couple weeks ago is a project about address database. We have created an address database. But this is more for the future. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, merci, Christian. But you don't have this gimmick of telling how much has been added while during your talk.
I forgot to start it before.
Okay, missed chance. But anyway, any questions?
So while we have questions, we can see the change sets. Most of, I think all of our code is open. So these kind of tools, you can replicate them if you need. For some tools like Osmos, for example, we need resources, hardware resources to run it. So we cannot have a planet coverage. If we had enough resources, we would do a planet coverage, but we don't.
So I would like to ask what you've presented about the user edit, the user enhanced maps, where I can put my own information on this leaflet-based map.
UMap.
Yeah, UMap. Question there is, what will I get when I do this? Will I just get a link to your server, or can I also...
No, you have two things. A short link, if you want to bring people directly to the map, and mm-hmm. only the map. Or you have embed code, so you can embed that map in your own web page, website. So that's what is done, for example, by the newspapers or radio or press or a lot of users, and so you can embed it in your site. It's an iframe, and
okay.
There was
a
question there.
Sorry, I can come over to you as soon as I can.
UMap is a nice thing. I would propose to put it on the some more visible, even web page. My question there is, what was the largest amount of points of points you could add? Because you have a view where every single object gets listed on the right hand side, and this is some scale. There is some limits probably.
I don't know exactly the limits of UMap. I'm not the developer of UMap. This is something you should ask Johan, who has been working on it. But the list, you may not make it visible. So you don't have to make it visible. Of course, if the list is very long and you make it visible, it will create a lot of load on your browser, but the way UMap is designed is to limit a lot the work on the server side to handle heavy load. So it has been really designed from the scratch to handle quite heavy load in displaying maps.
So, other questions to UMap. How is the process to add new tiles to it? So you can select the background layer currently, but for example, I couldn't find the German styles there. Is it possible to add it somewhere here? Or?
Yes, in UMaps you can. I think it's in the advanced custom background. See, you can put your own.
Yeah, and how to add new entries to the library, so not everybody knows how to add tile URLs and so on.
You can put your own tile URL.
Yes, but can you click on the background selection? So if I want to add something here.
Ah, yeah. Yes, it's just, I just have to go in the administration and I can add it within minutes, no problem.
So we just send you a mail and you will do it or something like that?
Yeah, or we do it at the break.
Okay. Other question, is it possible to add to show the result of overpass queries on UMap?
Yes.
How?
When you define the layer, remote data, and here you can specify URL where your data is coming from, and you can specify the format. So it can be remote data giving GeoJSON, OSM, CSV, GPX, etc., etc. So the thing you can upload manually, you can also have UMap download them automatically for you. So if it's data that is changing, it will be always updated.
Okay, so far for the discussion. Thank you very much.
Thank
Merci
you.
Bien. Christian.